Tide Saves. It's been a brutal market of late for stocks, and it's been kind of torturous for many to check their portfolios and see just red after red. One of the narratives going around nowadays is that there's going to be a re-rating for the big mega cap stocks like Amazon, Google, and Apple, and that we're going to see lower multiples that investors are willing to give. I want to examine this in this video, and I want to see the kind of multiples investors are giving to these big tech mega cap stocks, and I want to see how that might impact the stock market going forward. So the format is simply I'm going to go over some valuation metrics for the five big tech mega cap companies, and my conclusion, it actually might surprise you. All right, first we're looking at Amazon. It's got a market cap of $1.5 trillion. The 52-week high was 37.73, and right now it's down to $2,852. We look at operating income for Amazon. It's at $28 billion over the past year, and this is up significantly, right, in the past 5 years, where it was under $5 billion just 5 years ago. All right, revenue is at $458 billion for the last year, and this is up tremendously, right, over the past 5 years as well. EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, is at about $60 billion. Again, this is almost double from 5 years ago. And then EV to EBITDA for Amazon is at 24.9 times. So here's a summary. Amazon, $28 billion operating profit, 51 times a price to operating profit multiple. EBITDA is like $60 billion. The EV to EBITDA multiple is at 25, and it's a market cap of $1.45 trillion. Next up, Apple. Apple's market cap is $2.65 trillion. The 52-week high is $182. It's at $162. So how are investors valuing this company? Well, let's look at operating income. Over the past year, it's at $109 billion. Yeah, this is almost up double from 5 years ago. Revenue has skyrocketed as well, $365 billion for Apple over the past year. EBITDA is $120 billion. Again, like just the past 2 years, it skyrocketed, right, from $80 billion. And then EV to EBITDA multiple is at about 21.6 times. So Apple, summary, operating profit, $109 billion. Price to operating profit multiple, 24. EBITDA is $120 billion. The EV to EBITDA multiple is 20.1.6, and market cap is $2.65 trillion. All right, let's take a break. So far, so good, right? I'm not seeing these stocks being completely overvalued. They have fantastic growth. Their revenue is growing. Their operating profits are growing. These are super strong numbers we're seeing so far. All right, let's look at Google here. So Google's market cap is $1.73 trillion. The 52-week high is $3,037. It's down to $2,600 as of this Friday. Operating income, if you look at this, impressive, right? $72 billion over the past 12 months. And yeah, it's gone up from under $30 billion just 5 years ago. Again, let's look at revenue, has skyrocketed as well, $239 billion from like $100 billion or so 5 years ago. If you notice, just this past 2 years, right, with COVID, it's really accelerated the revenue growth. EBITDA also looks fantastic at $85 billion. You know, it's almost double from 5 years ago. The EV to EBITDA multiple is at 18.6, right? Pretty decent. Summarizing Google, $72.5 billion in operating profit, 24 times price to operating profit multiple. EBITDA, $85 billion. EV to EBITDA multiple ratio is 18.6 times, and the market cap is $1.73 trillion. All right, next up, Microsoft. Microsoft market cap is $2.22 trillion. The 52-week high is $349. It's down to $296. Operating income. Wow, look at this chart. It's crazy. $74 billion over the past 12 months, up from under $30 billion just 5 years ago. Microsoft's revenue is at $176 billion. Yeah, up from $100 billion or less 5 years ago. Their EBITDA is $85 billion. Nice growth over the years. And their EV to EBITDA multiple is 25 times. So summarizing Microsoft, $74 billion operating profit, 30 times price to operating profit multiple. EBITDA is $86 billion. EV to EBITDA multiple is 25 times. And you got a market cap of $2.22 trillion. Last up, Facebook. So Facebook's market cap is $843 billion. Their 52-week high is $384. It's down to $303 as of Friday. Operating income is at 46 or actually $47 billion for Facebook, up from, well under $20 billion 5 years ago. Revenue is at $112 billion. If you look at the past 2 years, you see a sharp kind of increase right in the trajectory. This is up from under $40 billion 5 years ago. We have EBITDA at $55 billion or so. Nice growth the past few years. EV to EBITDA ratio is a 14.6. Let's call it 15 or so. Very reasonable. Summarizing Facebook, we have operating profit $47 billion. Price to operating profit 18 times. EBITDA of $55 billion, EV to EBITDA ratio of 14.6, and a market cap of $843 trillion. All right, so what do we have here? We have big operating profit growth in all of these companies, and it's showing a lot of operating leverage. Let's look at this operating income. We're going from like basically under $5 billion to $30 billion almost for Amazon the past 5 years. Apple, right, it's going from $60 to $109 billion in 5 years. Google is going under $30 to over 70, more than double. Microsoft, right, is more than doubling as well. And Facebook is like more than doubling. It's probably almost tripling, right, over the past 5 years. If you do a double in 5 years, that's basically a 15%, right, year over year compounded rate. So these companies are doing some massive growth with operating income. And it's a very, very impressive. Now, there could be a risk that some of the revenue growth could slow down or the trajectory can kind of come back to more of a mean or normal. Let's look at this. Like, for example, this is Amazon revenue. You see a kind of spike with COVID. Yeah, it could come down. That's a risk factor. We have Apple's revenue skyrocketing. Google, again, got benefited from COVID as well. Microsoft is, you know, strong. You see that kind of upward thing the past year or two. Facebook revenue, again, right, benefiting from a lot of the online presence, the ad network. So yeah, we could see some of that trajectory or that growth rate kind of slow down a bit. That could be a risk. But on the flip side, these are mega cap companies that have super strong moats, right? They have best-in-class services. They have huge addressable markets. And these markets are global in nature, right? They're not just a US, you know, market. No, these companies have huge growing markets. Number three, they have strong operating leverage, right? And one of the reasons why they're able to grow their operating profits is because as they grow revenue, they're pretty lean and they're able to grow, grow that operating profit as well. All right, number four, looking at their operating profit multiples of 18 to 51 or so, yeah, it doesn't seem too exorbitant to me considering, right, the nature of their dominant positions and their growth rates, right? Both revenue and operating profit for these companies. All right, so let's take a step back and ask, like, what are kind of some takeaways from here? So first off, I think if these companies' stock prices drop, which could be a very strong possibility in the near future, especially with the uncertainty of the Fed and interest rates and just kind of a risk-off environment, I just think they become better buys, right? These companies are just, you know, I wouldn't say guaranteed, but they have a very strong 5 to 10 year future, especially with the multiple kind of dominant products that these tech companies have. Second, I think the short term is hard to predict. It's hard to know if investors will penalize and how much the investors will penalize these companies if their growth rates kind of slow down a bit. And we're headed into an earnings season as well. And so a lot of things will come to light in the next couple of weeks. And number three, I think the mid to long term is much more clear for these companies. These big mega cap tech companies provide kind of the backbone for NASDAQ and for tech growth. And even though investors might penalize, right, these companies in the short term with a lot of uncertainty in the markets, I think investors will come back to these companies. They have kind of an irresistible combination of revenue and profits and growth and just a really clear and dominant possible future ahead. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as audio podcasts as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.